I realized a couple weeks ago I didn't have any kids come up and give me the Bible verse. And as a teacher, I had to reevaluate my teaching practice. I wasn't going to blame the kids. I looked at my own teaching practice and realized that we were moving a little bit too fast. So what I'm going to start doing is actually doing the same verse 2 weeks in a row, so that we can practice it again. So guys, how many people remember the story from last week? Not the first story. What did I show you guys last week?
Only a week ago. Remember anything he bought?
Hint.
Something square.
Square.
Paper.
Yes, it was a map.
Yeah.
It was a map. Anybody want to talk about what I said about the map?
Okay.
It was a high school
map.
And I talked about being home, how easy it was to go home.
Yes,
because when you hide something in your heart, you know what you automatically know. And so what we want to do is we want to talk about how you hide God's word in your heart. You end up doing what God wants you to do. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn the verse in English and learn in Japanese. In Japanese as well.
Even Japanese.
Yeah, so if you don't know, if you don't understand the word in Japanese, you just have to think of it almost the way this verse is written, is the last part of the English verse is first, and the first part of the English verse is last. Okay, so it's going to go, I have hidden, it's your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Okay? Oh, sorry, that was Lily. I forgot. That's right. That's right. Lily did her. That's right. Remember that? I have hidden your word. What was it? In my heart. Right?
In my heart.
Okay. In my heart that I might not sin against you.
Okay.
Psalm 119:11.
Can you do that? あなたに罪を犯さないために私はあなたの言葉を心に蓄えます。
蓄えました
。蓄えました
。There you have that.
はい。もうまだ。バッチリだね。
Okay, let's try that one more time. Okay.
あなたに罪を犯さないため、私はあなたの言葉を心に蓄えました。
Okay, you guys want to start? Okay. Everybody together, English first. Yes, stand up. Everybody stand up in the first.
We have to do the actions.
If you can do the actions. Everybody has to do the actions, of course. Hidden is weird. So I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm
119:11.
You can choose. You can choose if you want.
Okay, so next week there will be, if you guys say it to me in English or Japanese, there will be a treat for you. So please come talk to me.
Okay, so kids,
so please again sign up.
Stop.
please sign up. If you are single and you just want to sign up by yourself, someone else can also sign in that same slot to add to sort of this people. So please don't be afraid to sign up. We need people.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that you guys are too young because you guys have more problems upstairs, but there are other things that you can volunteer to do at 30, and we really want you to. So
I'll bring salad.
Come talk to me every Thursday. There's lots of things for you guys to do.
I'll bring lunch, everyone, and salad.
So, last few weeks we have been talking about a church filled with the Holy Spirit. And just, I want to remind the kids too, if you are down here, I would really ask that you not talk with each other. Why don't you sit with your parents if you're down here rather than sit with your friends? And we really want to not be a bother to people that are around us. Let's just have a word of prayer for you. Father God, we just ask that you would be here. And that your mighty presence would be known to every single person in this room. And Father God, that you would change us through this time. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we've been talking about a church that's filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you're not able to come every week to Mizuba, you can actually listen to the message online. And I would really encourage you to do that. Because kind of we continue from the week before, so it's sometimes hard to... hard to follow if you're not here, but I'm just going to fill you in on some of the things that you missed last week. So last week, Mark talked about Jesus when he was tempted by Satan in the desert. And we noticed that Jesus responded with what was written in the Bible, what was written in the Word of God. And Mark emphasized that Jesus knew the difference between the truth and between deception.
この話の中ですが、イエス様は神様の言葉の真実とそれから嘘についてはっきり理解していたという話をしましたね。
We saw that when Satan tempted Jesus, he actually quoted from the Bible, from the Word of God.
悪魔がですね、イエス様を誘惑するときに実際に聖書の言葉を使ったんですね。
But he took the words out of context and he completely changed
their meaning. 聖書の言葉をですね、本当に適当に取り出してというか、意味を変えて私たちがイエス様の真実に語りかけたときがありました。
Were partly true, but now they were also partly false.
So, Satan に使った聖書の言葉はですね、半分合ってるんですが、半分は違った。そういう使い方をサタンはしたんですね。
Satan had twisted the truth to change its direction.
本当に真実をこう歪曲させてですね、違う方向に持っていってしまった。
So now the direction that it was pointing was completely different from the original direction.
だから、サタンが使った聖書の箇所は道を外れてしまって、神様が求めた方向になかったんですね。
But Jesus knew the word of God.
でもイエス様は神の御言葉、聖書のことを頭にしっかりと入っていたので、
He knew the truth.
そして真理を知っていたので、
So in his response, it was like he was saying, "What you are saying is a lie."
って言うんですね。サタン、あなたの言ってることは嘘だよってはっきり言う。
What you are saying is not true.
あなたの言 することは真実ではないよって言いました。
What you are saying is contrary to the word of God.
聖書が言っていることは全然違って反していることを言っているよとサタンに言ったんですね。
So Jesus knew the true meaning of what was written in the Bible.
神様の御言葉の本当の意味を理解していたんです。
And we need to know
what 私たちも同じように本当に御言葉に書いてあることの真本当の意味を私たちも知るべきですね。
But I wonder, do we?
でもですね、私たちはそれを知ってるかって言われたら、はい、なかなか
言えません。Or I wonder, can we?
知ることはできるんでしょうか実際。
Bible's a long book.
聖書結構分厚い本ですから、それを全部頭に入って理解するのは難しいでしょうね。
In a lot of ways, the Bible is a rather difficult book. Even though the teaching of the gospel is actually very simple.
福音書は結構理解しやすいんですけど、でも全部理解するのは難しいことだと思います。でどうしたら私たち理解できるんでしょう。
We have to know the Word of God.We have to remember the word of God, and we have to choose the word of God.
知って、理解して、そしてしっかり選ばなきゃいけないんですね。
Know,
知って、
remember,
覚えて、
and choose.
選ぶっていうことを私たちはしなくてはいけません。
The word of God has to become a part of us.
私たちの一部になるように、本当にそのようになっていきたいと思います。
It has to get to the point so that we know that we know.That we know, and we can't be persuaded otherwise.
理解して、他の人が歪曲してもそっちについていかないようにしっかり私たちは理解する必要があるんですね。
So I look at my own life.
でもですね、自分自身の生活を振り返ってみると、
Now I love the Word of God. I love the Bible.
すごく大好きで読むんですけど、でも、
It's kind of my job, my hobby, my passion.
自分の趣味だったり、自分の心からの熱い思いだったりですね、聖書を読むことは。
But if I look at my life,
でもですね、自分の人生、毎日の日々の生活を考えてみると、
a lot of what I believe,
私の信じていること
と、a lot of what persuades me andPoints me in my direction is contrary to the word of God.
言葉によって導かれる方向とでも実際の生活は全然違っちゃってるんですね。その自分を見ます。
The Bible teaches us that Satan is very tricky.
言うんですね。サタンは悪賢いぞっていうんです。
Satan invites doubt into the truth.
私たちに真理に対して疑いを持たせるんですね。
And if I look at myself, I notice that I've become blinded.
そして気がついてみると、いつの間にか自分に目隠しをされて目が見えなくなっている。そういう状況に自分がいることを発見します。
How about all of you?
そんなことありませんか？目の見えなく
なってる。You ever just get blinded to what the truth really is?
本当に真理が見えないようにも目つぶしを与えているのにそんな感覚になることありませんか？
How can we stay strong?
でもどうしたら私たちはしっかり御言葉に立って生きていくことができるんでしょうか？
Today I want to look at a passage in Ephesians that tells us how we can stay strong.
エペソの手紙の中から私たちを学びたいんですね。どうやったら私たちは力強く生きていくことができるかというところです。
Ephesians is a letter, but it's different from some of the other letters in the Bible.
エペソの手紙はですね、手紙なんですけども、他の聖書の箇所とちょっと意味合いが違うところがあります。
Some of the letters in the Bible, for example, Romans or Galatians, were written to one specific church.
ローマとかガラテヤの手紙はですね、ある一つのローマの教会、ガラテヤの教会というところにもうポイントを当てて書かれた手紙ですけども。
But Ephesians was actually written to many different churches.
エペソの手紙はいろんなそのエペソの様々な教会に向けて書かれた聖書の箇所、ちょっと違うんです。
And Paul's words at the end of this letter show us.
パウロの言葉は最後のところですけど。に言ってます。
They show us that many of the Christians in many of the churches were losing the battle.
多くの教会の多くの人たちがこの戦いに敗れているっていうふうに言っているので私たちは分かるんですね。
They had lost their confidence.
自分たちの確信を失ってしまったとパウロは言っています
。We could even say that they were having an identity crisis.
自分自身が何者であることを忘れてしまった、見失ってしまった、そういうふうに言い換えることができるかもしれないです。
They forgot who they were as individuals.
自分が何者であるか、一人一人が分からなくなってしまった。
But especially they forgot who they were as a community.
それだけではなくて、教会というコミュニティ、共同体の存在のあり方を忘れてしまったというんですね。
So Paul's words
is
reminding them to remember.
覚えましょう。何が共同体コミュニティは何か。そのためにパウロは書いたんですね。 going back to.
Got it. Yay. Okay. So here we have a kid that is dressed in clothes that kind of look too big for him. And as we begin today's passage, I just want you to consider, ask yourself, what have you put on? Do we look like this? So Paul, so we have the children's verse, and here we are. Yay! Okay. It's interesting how the computer works.
Very.
So this is how Paul begins. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
最後に言う、主により頼み、その偉大な力によって強くなりなさい。強くなりなさい。
So Paul says to them, be strong in the Lord.
主によって強くなりなさい。
And in the strength of his might.
神様の力によって強くなりなさい。
So he's telling them, remember who you are because of what Christ has done for you. So how many of you want to be strong? I want to be strong too, but to tell you the truth, often I'm really weak. And you know, we've been talking about memorizing scripture and remembering what the Bible says and remembering the promises in the Bible. And this actually is a verse that I remember because I really like it. And when I'm feeling weak, I often say to myself, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. But as I kept saying that to myself, I started to say, I am strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. I am strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. saying to myself, I am strong, not be strong, but I am strong. And when I read this passage to prepare for today, I saw how easy it is for us to change scripture. And when I read the passage again, it was very interesting. Because it doesn't actually even say be strong. It says
be strong, 強くなりなさいという言ってはないですね。読んでいくとそうではなくて、
it says to be strengthened.
日本語を強引に訳すと強くさせられなさいって感じですね。
It doesn't say to be strong. It says to be strengthened.
強くさせられなさい。強められなさいっていう。
Now, some of you that are married, how many of you have noticed that?
されてる方は。
That the wife and the husband often disagree. Has anybody noticed that? Or if you're a child and you have parents, how many of you noticed that the children and the parents also often disagree? Have you noticed this in our everyday lives, okay? Well, New Testament scholars always disagree. But the thing that I found so interesting was that all of them agree that this should be translated be strengthened.
でも学者たちはみんなこれの点については一致してるんですね。強くさせられなさいっていうふうにしなさい。
But none of our Bible say that.
でもですね、聖書は実際にはそういうふうには聖書の訳をいっぱい見たんですけど、その時は強くなりなさいって言ってるんですけど、原点とちょっと違うんですね。訳が違ってるということですね。聖書の御言葉をこうしっかり理解するのも難しいし、違う方向に行っちゃうことが優しいということになります。
Paul is showing us how utterly dependent we need to be on God.
私たちは本当に神様に委ねなきゃいけないということを、パウロは言ってるんですね。
And he continues like this.
そしてこのように続きます。
Put on the whole armor of God.
神の武具をすべてで身につけなさいって言うんですね。
So he's telling us how we should be strong in the Lord.
どうやったら強められるかって言ったら、その理由をここで言ってます。
How we can be strong in God's might.
どうやって神様の力によって私たちが強められるかということなんですね。
We need to depend on God and receive His power.
神様の力をより信じて、より頼む必要があります。
Not just remember, but actually put on the armor of God.
神の武具を身につける。
And God's armor is given by God. But it's more than that. It's actually God's own personal armor. So God is giving us His own personal armor. And when you know you read that, or when that comes into your head, you think, how is God's personal armor ever gonna fit
me? 神様のその武具が大きさはどうやったら自分に合うのかどうかと思ったら無理かと思うんですね。
But that's one of the lies that Satan has told us.
でもそれはサタンが私たちに言う嘘の一つなんですね。神様の武具が合わないよっていう。
Because God's armor does fit us.
私たちにぴったり実際合うんです。
If you are a Christian and you are a son of God, a child of God,
神の子供となられたとしたらですね。
Then His armor
is you.
What doesn't fit us anymore is our old ways of
behaving.
And then the verse specifies more about why we need that armor.
Could you go back again?
It says that we need to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand.
それはですね、武具を見つけるのは立つことができるようにってですね。
We put on God's armor so that we might be able to stand.
武具を着ることによって私たちは立つことができる。
And if we keep reading, we see that it says this about standing.Several more times in the passage. But we have to receive God's armor and what Christ gained for us. We have to receive it and put it on.
私たちは神様が与えている武具を受け取って身につけるっていう動作をしなきゃいけない。
It's not automatic.
それはですね、はい、ポッとポッと、着るんじゃなくて、私たちはあえて自分で意思的にしなくちゃいけないことなんです。
How many of you got up out of your bed or out of your stone this morning and your clothes just jumped on you?
起きてパッとさ、服が自動的に着た人いますか？
You had to choose your clothes.
自分の服を選ばなくちゃいけません。
And you had to put them on.
そして自分で着なくちゃいけないですね。どうでしょうか？
Why?
なぜですか、それは？
Paul continues, and we're going to read the passage from the beginning now. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So we need God's armor so that we are protected against Satan's power. Without God's power, we're not going to be able to stand. The other interesting thing about this passage is that it's not that we're supposed to stand individually, but rather we're supposed to stand as a body, as a community. A few weeks ago, Ma said that the battle of every individual is the battle of the church. So we have to stand together in unity. And we have to help each other. And the interesting thing about this passage is that all of the verbs are in the plural. They're not to one individual, but to the body, to the community. So I want to ask you a question. You know, it talks about the devil in this passage. It talks about a spiritual battle. Can people who live in the year 2014, can we really believe in Satan? Really believe in the devil? Is this some kind of world of Halloween? It's hard for us to believe what we can't see. But just like we can't see God, we can't see Satan and a spiritual battle that is going on around us. There's a famous author named C.S. Lewis, and he said that people make two mistakes about the devil. The first mistake is not to believe in his existence. And the second mistake is to feel an unhealthy, excessive interest in him. So we need to focus on God. But we have to know that there is a spiritual battle going on around us. Satan is described as a deceiver. Satan is described as an accuser. And though he uses circumstances, and though he uses people to knock us down, the battle that we're having is not against the people in our sight, but Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And then we can remember our identity in Christ. The Bible tells us to resist the devil. But we can't resist him if we're acting like him. The Bible teaches us that we overcome evil with good. So a lot of times people are asked, do you look like your mother or father? And we're also asked, who do you take after? And who should we take after? We should take after God. And it describes God as a divine warrior. It's written in the Bible. A God who is righteous.